So we're talking about the mitzvah of Hallel, and specifically Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. We're looking at the end of the third section of the Yahrzeit Shir. The Yahrzeit Shir itself, if you'll take a look, is divided up into six different sections. And this is going to be the end of section 3. Our goal for tonight would be to try to accomplish section 4, Dal. But first we have to go back a little bit to get the background. So we're on Amud Kuf Lamed Ches. That's in the new printing of the Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mori. In most of our Shirim, we've been using the old printing. But now we're going to use the new printing. And the Rav is trying to address a question here that no one really addresses. No one had the, how should I say, the chutzpah, in the positive sense, to grab the bull by its horns. What is the nature and what is the source of the obligation to recite Hallel on the Mo'adim? The Gemara assumes that there is such a chiyuv, but the Gemara never tells us what aspect of the Mo'ad is the chiyuv of Hallel anchored in. From whence does the chiyuv, the obligation to recite Hallel, evolve? And the Rav suggests that in order to answer this question, we'll have to raise a different question. And that is the nature of the mitzvah of Simcha in Mo'adim. And the Rav is machadish revolutionary. My Mamish breaks new ground, that there are two distinct entities of Simcha with regard to the Mo'adim. One is the mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha, which is the classical answer to this question of what Simchas HaRegel is all about. When the Torah says v'samachta b'chagecha, that mitzvah was fulfilled at the time of the Mikdash by bringing the Karbonos, the Shalmei Simcha, the Karbonos Chagiga, they were eaten. Now, in our time that we don't have the Mikdash, we plug in Achilas Basar and Shasias Yayin and other forms of Simcha, Begadim Tzivonim, and they substitute for the Achilas Kodshim of the Mikdash period. And the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchus Yontif establishes that this is a mitzvah of V'samachta B'chagecha Da'oraisa. This is not some sort of rabbinic replica or memory device to remember the Mikdash. This is exactly how the mitzvah of Simchas HaRegel should be fulfilled. But here we're ready for the breakthrough. The Rav says that there's an entirely different source, an origin, for the mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif. And this mitzvah of Simcha, number two, is not related to the Achila of Basar or the Shasi of Yayin or those forms of Simcha, but rather to Amiras Shira Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Simcha generates an obligation to sing songs of praise in front of God. The kiyum of that mitzvah is not the achila, it's not the action, but rather kiyum shebelev, the feeling in one's heart of shira, of tishbachos, to HaKadosh Baruch. Where do we see a source for this in the Torah? Above and beyond v'samachta b'chagecha, which we said expressed itself in the eating of Karban Shlamim, where else do we find an independent mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif? And the answer is in Parshas Baaloscha, in a very surprising place. We wouldn't have anticipated it. To remember where the Pasuk is, if you ever travel by car in New York, and you want to know how the traffic situation is, meaning how bad it is, then you turn on what's called 1010 Winds. That's the name of the... Mm-hmm. I spent most of my life listening to 1010 Winds, you know, trying to weave my way through traffic. I don't think it ever really helped me, but it's a psychological thing. And then they give you the whole world in 20 minutes, and they repeat it every 20 minutes until you could say the news over yourself. It's mm-hmm. so boring. Anyway, so in 1010 Bamidbar, the Pasuk says, "Biyom simchaschem, uvemoadechem, uvaroshechadshechem, utkatem v'chatzotros, alaloseichem v'alzivchei shalmechem." And the Rav has a couple of chidushim, a couple of insights into this Pasuk. Question number one, is this mitzvah of simcha, the same identical mitzvah of simcha that comes under Parshas Emor, that comes under the general halach of simcha, the chiyuv of samachta b'chagecha, or is it something unique? Number two, if it is unique, how do we fulfill it? Number three, what relationship does simcha have to chatzotzros? And number four, is this mitzvah of simcha and blowing chatzotzros related to the Mikdash and to the karbonos of the Mikdash, or is it independent of the karbonos of the Mikdash? And finally, the last question is, what's Rosh Chodesh doing here in this pasuk? It seems so out of place. The Rav suggests the following, that there's a unique mitzvah of simcha above and beyond the mitzvah, the general mitzvah of simchas hamoadim, which is based on this pasuk in Bamidbar 10:10. And the fundamental nature of this mitzvah is shira. Simcha generates shira. And shira is fulfilled in two ways. Number one, by blowing the chatzotzros. That's called shira bikli. And then we have the ikar shira, the main primary form of shira, which is shira bipeh. And both of these forms of shira complement each other to form one entity, which is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of biyom simchaschem utkatem chatzotzros. Now the Rav wants to know, where do we find a relationship between simcha and shira? And he brings a number of rayas to this. Number one, the mitzvah of simchas beis hashoeva, which clearly is a mitzvah d'oraisa on sukkahs. It even, according to one man d'yomar, in the Gemara in Sukkah, it overrides the Shabbos. And that mitzvah of simcha was accompanied by shiros v'tishbachos. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Lulav, goes into great detail about describing this glorious simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Number two, a second clear indication that simcha and halel are related one to the other is the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam asks the question, as the Gemara does in Rosh Hashanah, why is there no halel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim? So the Rambam expresses it because these are days of tshuva, yira, and pachad, and these are not days of simcha yisera. Since there's no simcha yisera on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, therefore there's no chiyuv halel. Once again, clearly indicating the relationship between simcha and halel. So where there is simcha, the mitzvah of simcha engenders a chiyuv of halel. Where there is no simcha, there's no halel. Another proof is from Chanukah. The Rambam says that Chanukah was established by the Chachamim as a yontif of halel v'hodah. Excuse me, my mistake. The Braisa in my Chanukah says that the Chachamim established this day as a day of halel and hodah. But when the Rambam codifies this Gemara at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, instead of Yimei Halel Vodah, he calls him Yimei Simcha V'Halel. Why did the Rambam introduce Simcha in Chanukah? If Simcha means, as it usually does, Mishteh, Achila, Shasiyah, we don't find anywhere, in any source or in any of the poskim, a basis for a mitzvah of Mishteh and Simcha on Chanukah. That would be more appropriate for a different holiday. Which one?
Purim.
What does the Rambam mean, and why does he feel compelled to add the concept of Simcha to define the nature of the day of Chanukah? The answer is because without Simcha, there's no Halel. Simcha and its obligation is the source for the requirement of Halel.
But if that's really the dig from the Rambam here, wouldn't the Rambam have written B'Simcha V'Hodah rather than Simcha V'Halel? Meaning here he replaced Simcha, he replaced Hodah with Simcha. Meaning, if you're equating Simcha with Halel, then why wouldn't he replace...
Well, I'll tell you what, the word Hodah refers to Alei Nisim.
Okay.
The Rambam holds that the Takana was essentially Halel. Alei Nisim is secondary. So when the Rambam wants to define the nature of the Takana and what kind of a day the Chacham envisioned, he uses the term Halel and he drops the term Hodah. Because Hodah, as I said, is secondary. That's Hodah, which is Azkar that we add to davening, but the Iker essence, for example, where did the Rambam choose in all his 14 books of the Mishneh Torah to codify the halachas of challah?
With Chanukah, right?
Yeah, but where would you have expected? I mean, maybe it should be in Hilchos Pesach, in Hilchos Sukkah, you know, the Moedim, but yet the Rambam chose Chanukah. Because whereas the Moedim have many different dimensions to them, in the case of Chanukah, the essence of Chanukah is halal. And therefore the Rambam codifies the laws of halal in Hilchos Chanukah. But the Rambam finds himself compelled to look for what element before he can even talk about halal? Simcha. And therefore the Rambam, in his beautiful formulation, says that the Chacham established these days of Chanukah as days of Simcha v'Halel, meaning Simcha, and therefore it generates Halel. But again, what kind of Simcha are we talking about? Not the Simcha of Hupla, of eating and drinking, not the Simcha of Isamach l'b'chagecha. We're not requiring a husband to buy, you know, new dresses for his wife on Chanukah. That's not the Simcha we're talking about. We're talking about the Simcha of what? Of Shira. And Shira means Hallel. What's the source in the Torah that Simcha engenders a Chiv Hallel? The answer is Biyom Simchaschem Uv Rosh Echadshechem. The mitzvah of Tkias Chatzotros, which is a mitzvah of Shira, is Shira B'Kli, but the Iker Shira is B'Peh. And we'll see this in the Ramban. The Rav is going to quote a long, long piece from the Ramban in his Hasogas on the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs.
The pasuk of Utkatem.
Right, Utkatem v'chatzotros.
How is that?
Where is it in Bamidbar?
10:10.
Okay, good.
But how is that? That does work, right?
Yeah.
Why is that Shira B'Peh? Why is that a proof for Shira B'Peh? Like,
well, it's not. The Ramban is going to claim that Shira B'Kli is really just background music. It's accompaniment for Shira B'Peh. We'll see that in the Ramban. That's going to be on page Kuf Mem. So hold on to page Kuf Mem for a minute, but let's just go through one last piece over here. The Rav, you know, on page Kuf Lamites, in that main paragraph, addresses the world-famous Machlokas between the Bahag and the Rambam about the nature and the status of the mitzvah of Halel. The Bahag counts Halel in the Taryag and holds that Halel is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Rambam has a number of proofs from statements in Gemaras here, there, and elsewhere, that Halel is only derabbanan. And a lot of ink has been spilled to try to explain the Shorash HaMachlokas between the Bahag and the Rambam. The Rav doesn't do that. He doesn't address that here in this paragraph. I don't want you to be disappointed. He's not interested now in why the Rambam holds that Halel is derabbanan and why the Bahag holds that Halel is doraisa. But he wants to establish that one thing is universally accepted by both the Bahag and the Rambam. And that is that the mitzvah of Simcha, of Biyom Simchaschem, generates a chiyuv of Halel. Why does the, so, and the Bahag therefore makes a lot of sense that it's Doraisa. Why does the Rambam insist that the mitzvah of Halel is only Drabbanan? And after all, the Torah says that on a day of Simcha, Moadechem Rosh Echadshechem, we are required to recite Halel, Shira, which is Halel. So the Rav says something very, very important. And this is going to set the background for the entire section Dalet of this Yahrzeit Drash. And that is, if you take a look inside, he says that the Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Biyom Simchaschem, which engenders a mitzvah of Simcha, of Shira, only applies in one location throughout the globe. And where is that? In the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rambam Shita. Any mitzvah of Simcha and Shira outside the confines of Beis HaMikdash, Shira meaning Halel, has to be Derabbanan. Because the Torah itself, in Bamidbar 10:10, is talking about the Mikdash. In the Mikdash. Because, and it says, Al-Seichem Al-Zivchei Shalmeichem. Now, I want you to, yeah, what do you say, Joe?
No, just because of the Chatzotros? Is that what
you're saying? No. Not only because of the Chatzotros, but because the blowing of the chatzotros was connected to the avodas hakarbon, the bringing of the karbanos. Right, yeah. That could only happen where? In the Mikdash. But wait a second, Joe. There's a mistake here that's very easy to, you can fall into the hole here. And the Rav wants to avoid that. He says the following. Don't think that even in Mikdash, the Kiyum Shira of Biyom Simchaschem Utkatim Chatzotros is Halachim Karbanos. It's not limited to Karbanos. It may be limited to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's a Kiyum Mikdash. It's not a Kiyum Karma. And why does the Rambam say this? And again, this is such a methodological study. You know, this is so typical. If you're familiar at all with the Brisket Derech, this is like up front. You know, the Chakir is it a Kiyum Mikdash? Is it a Kiyum Karma? How does the Rav know? How does he prove that the Kiyum is in Mikdash but not in the Karma? So if you take a look in the middle of this paragraph, Hine Yedua, the Rav says that the mitzvah of Shira on a Moed applies even during times where you're not bringing a carbon. For example, Zekifas Arava. There was an entire ceremony every day of Sukkot of being Zokef the Arava Al Gabi Mizbeach, and that was accompanied by Shira. Then there was Nisuch HaMayim. That's the whole story of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Now, Nisuch HaMayim is not a carbon in the classical sense. It does have a relationship to Migdash. But Shir al HaKarbon is limited to and only applies during Nisrei Yayin. The fact that we have Shira and a mitzvah of Shira on Nisrei Mayim, says the Rav, is proof that on a Yom Mekudosh, there's a mitzvah of Shira in Mikdash that's not limited to the Karbon. The Rav likewise understands that the mitzvah of Hallel b'shash shchitas haPesach, which according to some Rishonim is Doraisa, is also related to and developed from this same pasuk of Biyom Simchaschem, and it's not part of the Avodas HaKarma. In fact, it might even refer and apply to the Zman of Achilas haPesach, which is certainly not a Karma. But then you're going outside the Mikdash. You have to be very careful.
If you don't mind, could it be also, if you're going to be saying this whole Indian, and with regards to its connection, yeah, say that this mitzvah of Shira would only be on the Levim?
No, I don't think so, because the mitzvah of Simcha and Shira is related to all of Klal Yisrael. That's where the Rav's proof from Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Do you know who played the most important role in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva?
Talmid HaChacham.
Exactly. It was Talchir Chum, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Luv describes this in great drama. It wasn't even the you know,
fire.
Right, it wasn't the Levitica, you know, rank and file citizens, you know, that like to get into dancing and singing. It was the greatest Anshei Sanhedrin, Chachmei Sanhedrin, and the Tzaddikim.
The Indian of Shira, does it not fall, is it not an Indian?
Right.
No. Okay.
All right, we'll leave your question for the time being. This is, again, a more or less a parenthetical insert. I mean, the Rav is just chapping that the Rambam was of the opinion that Shira on a Moed is only Derabbanan. Halal on a Moed is only Derabbanan because the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shira is limited to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's read those words inside, but I want to get on to Dal, because that's really our job, our goal for tonight. He says at the very end of this paragraph, Hine Yedua, he says, the ain shira zu al shchitas haPesach shiras karbon el shiras migdash. You might want to underline those words. And he says that this kiyum of shira b'migdash, according to the Rambam shita, is limited to the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't apply in gvulin, and therefore the mitzvah of halal, according to the Rambam, must be derabbanan. One of the Rambam's proofs in Sefer HaMitzvahs that we don't count Hallel amongst the Taryag because Hallel is only Darbonon is a Gemara that speaks about Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara says that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is Darbonon. So that, we'll have to see about that in the Ramban in just a minute. First, let's begin section Dalid with the following introduction. The Rav says that if the mitzvah of Hallel is generated by Simcha under the Pasuk of Biyom Simchaschem, then Rosh Chodesh likewise is included in this package, because the Torah says, B'mo'adechem uve Rashi Chodshechem. In fact, the Gemara in Erechin, the famous Sugi of Hallel, raises the possibility that the mitzvah of Hallel should apply in Rosh Chodesh just like it applies on any other Moed. Rosh Chodesh is also classified as a Moed. We'll have to see why in a minute. And therefore the mitzvah of Hallel should be engendered by Simcha, B'yom simchaschem roshei chodsheichem. The Gemara's answer is very interesting, and the Rav quotes this answer right here on the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Tes. The Gemara in Erechin quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi. Yeshayahu HaNavi speaks about the Geula from Sancheirev, and he says, Hashir Yelachem, the song that you will sing at the time of the Geula from Sancheirev, will be Kalel Hiskadish Chak. Look at those last three words. It'll be like the night that is sanctified as a holiday. What night are we referring to here? It's Leil HaPesach. In other words, just like Leil HaPesach is a Leil Geula, and therefore we recite Hallel on that night, so too, says Yeshayahu HaNavi, in the future when there'll be a Geula from Sancheirev, we will recite Shira Kilel Hiskadish Chag, similar to that of a night that Hiskadish Chag. The Gemara adds the following addendum, and this is going to answer why there's no Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Laila hamakudish lechag ton shira, v'she'ein makudish lechag ein ton shira. Now the simple pshat in the Gemara, and I'm sure this is how it was understood for like thousands of years until the Rav came along, is that Rosh Chodesh is not a moed le'inyon shira, because it's not kelel hiskadish chag, meaning it doesn't have what we call a kedusha sayon. Can anyone tell me what Kiddush Hayom, how it expresses itself?
Yisr Malacha.
Exactly, Yisr Malacha. So since there's no Yisr Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, therefore, there's no Mitzvah Shira, because the Navi tells us that the Mitzvah Shira only applies when there's Kiddush Hayom. So you need a combination, according to the Navi, of Kiddush Hayom and Simcha. Again, we're not talking about the Simcha of buying your wife, you know, colored clothes. We're talking about the Simcha of Hallel and Shira. But you need both. You have to check off both requirements. You have to have a day which is sanctified with Yisr Malacha, and a day in which the mitzvah of Simcha and Shira applies. Says the Gemara, the way everybody understood it before the Rav, that since Rosh Chodesh is not endowed with Yisr Malacha, therefore it doesn't have Kiddush Yom, it's not Kalel as Kaddish Chak. Says the Rav, that's not Pshat. What's Pshat? The Gemara is saying something much more fundamental about Rosh Chodesh. And that is that Rosh Chodesh has no Kedusha at all. Zero Kedusha. Now, that might not sound like such a shock to you, but to me that's a tremendous shock. Because one of the elements that define Kedusha Sayom certainly applies to Rosh Chodesh, and that is the parasha, excuse me, the parasha in Pinchas of what? Of Karbanos, Karban Musaf. Rosh Chodesh has a Karban Musaf. Insofar as Rosh Chodesh has a Karban Musaf, as we say in Davening, in Musaf, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh. So Musaf certainly engenders a Kedush Sayom. In fact, the Gemara says that the reason why there's no Chiyuv Hal on Chol HaMoed Pesach is because there's no separate Karban on Chol HaMoed. I mean, there is a Karban, but it's the same Karban as the day before and the day after. And since there's no chiluk karban, therefore there's no hal. You see that a day that's sanctified with the kedushas karban has halel to it. Says the Rav, Rosh Chodesh has no kedusha whatsoever. It's completely devoid of kedusha. How is that so? And the Rav says the following, that the kedushas hayom of Rosh Chodesh exists, but where? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. If you take a look on Kuf Mem, and he repeats himself no less than three times, if I was editing this work, this paragraph would be half the size. I have no doubt that there was, okay, I don't know, there was not enough editing work here. Because, I mean, the Rav repeats word for word the same thing over and over again. It's almost like the printer accidentally pressed the wrong buttons here. He says that the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh, which is established and reflects the Parshas Musafim, you know, this Parshas Pinchas, that is a Kedush Sayom on Oheges, on the second line, if you want to underline it, Kuf Mem on the second line, B'migdash. The Ein La, there's no Kedusha, Shum Chalos Halacha L'maisa B'gvulim. Once I leave the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, outside the walls of the Mikdash, there is no Kedush Sayom. The Rav repeats it again. Ain't Kedush Sayom Shosh Chodesh, Big Vulin. And then he says again, the third time, Ein shum davar atoli b'kedusha zu. The kedusha of Rosh Chodesh outside of the Mikdash does not generate any mitzvahs, any surim. The entire essence of the kedusha yom of Rosh Chodesh is limited to and expressed itself in karma, and that's in the Mikdash. Ein achal achutz haMikdash. The third time he repeats himself. Therefore, says the Rav in interpreting the Gemara of Kalel as Kaddish Chag, we're not talking about Isur Malacha, we're talking about Kedusha in general. There is no Kedusha to Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, there is Kedusha to Rosh Chodesh, but only where? In one spot in the world, in the Beis HaMikdash. Once you leave the confines of Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha Yom. And therefore, there can be no Hallel. Hallel requires a Kedusha Yom. Nu Rabosai, where is the Kedusha Yom? It's in Mikdash, correct? So in the Beis HaMikdash, Rosh Chodesh is endowed with a Kedush Sayom. What should you therefore anticipate?
An Isur Malacha?
No. Because the Kedush Sayom is a Kedushas Karma. But what else? Once you've endowed the day with a Kedush Sayom, in Hallel. So guess what? The Ramban, and the Rav, I don't know, I think he discovered the gold here. The Rav discovered this Ramban that's been probably piled up with dust over the last, 10 centuries, that the Ramban says that in Beis HaMikdash there was a chiyuv to recite Hallel. Says the Rav, why? Because Rosh Chodesh in Mikdash is endowed with Kedush Sayom. And that Kedush Sayom expressed itself in two different ways. Number one, in the Karban, Musaf of Parshas, Pinchas, and number two, in the mitzvah of Shira, with Chatzotros and with Shira B'Pev Hallel of Parshas Baaloscha.
So you're connecting the beginning. You're connecting the Simchas of Korban with the Simchas of Hallel.
Well, I don't know if I'm connecting. We're showing that both the Simcha of Parshas Pinchas of the Kedusha Yom of Parshas Pinchas of Musaf, together with the Kedushas Hayom of Achiyuv Simcha of Parshas Baaloscha are two different indicators that Rosh Chodesh has a Kedush Sayom. The only problem is, where does that Kedush Sayom apply? It's circumscribed to the Mikdash. Ulam, I have to admit that Begvulin, there is no Hallel, as the Gemara establishes in Erechim. The reason for that is because the Kedush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh is limited to the Mikdash, and it doesn't apply outside the Mikdash. And here's where he quotes this long quote from the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shorash Aleph, within the context of defending the Shita of the Bahak, that Hallel is called a mitzvah d'oraisa, this Ramban differentiates between Rosh Chodesh in the Mikdash and Rosh Chodesh outside the Mikdash. Because again, what do we need for Hallel? We need Kedush Sayom. That Kedush Sayom exists on Rosh Chodesh, but only in the Mikdash. So in Mikdash Eidem Chidami, they recited Hallel din d'oraisa according to the Bahak. Says the Ramban, again, there are a lot of words in this Ramban that are very unclear. This is not a simple piece in the Ramban. You see, again, if I were presenting this year, I would have taken this Ramban, which is almost a half a page, and I would have reduced it to two or three lines. There are only two or three lines in this Ramban that are directly germane to our discussion. And there are a lot of complicated pieces in this Ramban. For example, if you take a look at the first part of the Ramban, he speaks about Shechitas HaPesach V'Achiloso. He speaks about the mitzvah of Hallel during the Tilos Lulav. And those cases, or for example, Hallel on the first night of Pesach, he wants to say that these expressions of Hallel are all Doraisa and they support the Shita of the Bahak. Even though he doesn't have a clear proof, but he says, take a look at the Gemara in Tainus. Hal de Rosh Chodesh, lav do Raisa. What does that imply about Hal on the other Moadim? That Hal on the other Moadim is do Raisa. In fact, the Ramban says, the Gemara in Erechin quotes a pasuk in Nach, in Yeshayahu HaNovi, Kalel as Kaddish Chag, that means Shira is engendered by Lel as Kaddish Chag, which means the Lel Pesach. Again, you have to understand the relationship between Lel Pesach and all Moadim. Why is the Navi singling out, maybe for historical reasons, because that's going to be the time of the Gula from Sancheir, but be that as it may, on a halachic level, it's very difficult to come to grips with the fact that Leil is Kaddish Chag as a separate Chiyuv Shira that should apply L'chor straight across the board in all mod. So that piece in the Ramban is very difficult. Not only that, the Ramban himself addresses the question that if it's derived from a pasuk in Nach, that doesn't generate a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's called divrei kabbalah. So the Ramban gives some sort of obfuscated answer, which really has to be clarified. He says, "Hava yomar navi." The navi is foretelling that they will sing the song of Shirat Hashem, Hamoshi Hashem, God who saves them, the salvation of God, Miatzan Cheruv. Kasher Heim is Shorim, Belel is Kaddish Chag, just like we, meaning at the time of the Navi, we sing a Shirat Hashem on the night of Pesach, the night of Achilas HaPesach. And the Ramban says, V'anirah midivreim shehu min HaTorah, and it would seem that mitzvah of Hallel on the night of Pesach and on other occasions, maybe in the Moedim Bechlal, is d'oraisa. Yeah, but where's the source in the Torah? If the Bahag is correct, and the Ramban feels that other than Rosh Chodesh, the mitzvah of Hallel is d'oraisa, and the Navi is revealing that they were Mekayim this mitzvah d'oraisa of Hallel, where's the source in the Torah? So the Ramban's first answer, which is, you know, this is a good answer. Whenever you can't find the source for a mitzvah d'oraisa, this is a good thing to pull out from your back pocket. He says, "Yeah, halacha, l'moshe misinai." I mean, nobody can really dispute you on that one, you know. But we're more interested, and the Rav is more interested in the O. You know, we've learned the Ramban over the course of these last 2 years, and whenever we see the word O in the Ramban, we know that it's like an inami and tosis. You know, you have to work very hard to understand the second approach. So we're going to focus on the O. Says the Ramban, what's the source in the Torah for the mitzvah d'orais of Hallel on Moadim? Says the Ramban, Shu b'chlal ha-simcha shenitztaveinu ba. It's included and generated by the mitzvah of simcha on a yantif, on a Moed. But again, he's not going to quote the pasuk in Emor of v'samachta v'chagecha, k'mo shekasuv. Where is it? Bamidbar 10:10, ubiyom simchaschem u'mo'adechem v'sheichot sheichem v'tekata v'chatzotzos. He has a beferish Ramban, Lehedja, who says that the mitzvah d'orais of Hallel on Moadim is derived from the pasuk u'tekata v'chatzotzos. Ki ikar hashira b'peh. Okay, there are sugyas in Sukkah that you have to see to understand where the Ramban is coming from. V'ukli l'besumei kolahu. So the blowing of the chatzotzros and any other clay nigun that were accompanied, the Rambam has it in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, those are all to accompany the symphony orchestra to embellish and beautify the recitation, the verbal recitation of Shira. Minitztavinu b'simchas hashir ala korban v'shalo al shabashas ha-korban. Again, this is very important. If the machayev of simcha is not limited to the korban, it applies even shalo b'shas ha-korban. Where? In the Mikdash. So was there halil d'oraisa on Rosh Chodesh then, according to the Ramban? The answer is yes. Elo, says the Ramban, shemiatu roshei chadoshim. And here's the key word, this is the punchline. Bigvulin. What is the Ramban implying? That a halil on Rosh Chodesh in the Migdash is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And why is this excluded in Gvulin? Mipnei she'eno makunish lechak. Which again, before you saw the Rav's chiddush, you would say it means it doesn't have, it's not endowed with any sort of malach. The Rav is saying it has no kedusha at all. Rosh Chodesh doesn't generate anything.
According to the Ramban, is it dependent on the karban?
I don't think so.
Meaning, bizman hazeh in mikdash.
I don't think it's part of the karban. He's not talking about shira b'shas karban. I don't think so. Again, you have to know, you know, more about chatzotros. That's your spets, you know. But I think he's saying that Iker Shira B'peh, and it's not dependent on Shas HaKarban. That's why he says Shalom Shas HaKarban. There too, there's a mitzvah Simcha, which is engendered by the Kedushas Hayom of Simcha. And the Kedushas Hayom of Simcha, B'yom Simchaschem, exists in the Migdash, Bein B'Shas HaKarban, Bein Shalom B'Shas HaKarban. Why is there no mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh D'Oraisa on outside the Migdash? The answer is because outside the Migdash, the Navi tells us that since it's not Makudish Lechag, therefore there's no mitzvah of Simcha and therefore Hallel. It's unbelievable. If not for the Pasuk in Nach, we would have thought that once there's a mitzvah of Simcha in Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh, that Simcha changes the entire nature of the day And it doesn't matter where you're located on the face of the earth. Just 1 second. I just want to get to a certain point here. Good. So this is the Ramban, and he goes on and on. Hare, says the Rav at the end of the paragraph, Sharamban kosev lehedja, ki rak begvulin ein omer mesahal b'rosh chodesh, av migdosh chayom b'shira, al pigzeres ha-kosev shel, v'yom simchas v'adev choshechad sheichem. And therefore the Rav says that in the light of this Ramban, we begin to understand that Rosh Chodesh has a Kedushas Hayom, not just the Kedushas Hayom of Parshas Pinchas of the Karban Musaf, but also Kedushas Hayom of Simcha in Parshas Baal Loscha, but all of this is limited to the Beis HaMikdash. And why is there no mitzvah of Hallel in Gvulin on Rosh Chodesh? Because there's no Kedusha at all on Rosh Chodesh outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, in the next paragraph on page Kuf Mem Aleph, the Rav suggests that he thought very often, hard and long, about the Iser Hesped V'tainis on Rosh Chodesh. What's the basis for the Iser Hesped V'tainis? Alright, so say it's the Rabbanon. But why did the Rabbanon institute an Iser to fast on Rosh Chodesh? After all, I understand on Shabbos and Yontif you're not allowed to fast, because there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Kibud and Oneg on Shabbos, but Rosh Chodesh is completely devoid of any element of Simcha, of Kibud, of Oneg. Why not fast on Rosh Chodesh? So the Rav says, take a look at the Gemara in Brachos, Mem Tes Omed Aleph, and the Gemara wants to know what happens if a person omits mention of Rosh Chodesh. So there's an entire paragraph. If a person left out, he omitted inadvertently Yalav Yovo, there's an entire paragraph of the Bracha that he can recite as a substitute for Yalav Yovo. And the Gemara says that in the context of this Nusach, Baruch Shenosan Rosh Echad Shechem, Rosh Echadoshim Liyamo Yisrael, Lizikaron, the Gemara says, V'lo Yadana Im Omer Bar Simcha Im Lo Amar, so should he mention Simcha on Rosh Chodesh? So the Rav yells and screams, what kind of Simcha Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh has no relationship to Simcha. But the answer is that since in Migdash, Rosh Chodesh is endowed with the Kedushas Hayom of Simcha, Haraya, according to the Rabban, it generates a mitzvah of Shira of Hallel, Do Raisa, under the Pasuk B'yom Simchaskim HaVadechim HaShechot Shechem. Therefore, the day itself has an element of Simcha. If the day itself is called B'yom Simchaskim L'inyan Shira L'inyan Hallel, then perhaps we should not be fasting on this day. Fasting is antithetical to a day of Simcha. What's the suffix in the sugya? Should he mention Simcha and Rosh Chodesh or not? In the Mikdash, it's absolutely appropriate to mention Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. But perhaps outside the Mikdash in Gvulin, where there's no Kedush Sayom at all, not even a Kedushas Hayom of Simcha, maybe it's inappropriate to mention Simcha. But it's interesting, I just want to add my own comment here, that the Rav is implying in this paragraph that one might touch or have a smell, if you will, of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Gemara in Brachos is not talking about the Beis HaMikdash, and yet raises the possibility of mentioning Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Erchin raises the possibility that we should have to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, anywhere on the face of the earth. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh, number one, has its own carbon. Number two, it's called a Moed. So Rashi says, what do you mean Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed? Where do we find the Torah calling Rosh Chodesh a Moed? So Rashi quotes, of all places, what's the last book in Tanakh that you would quote to look for a source for Simcha? And calling something a moed, a festivity, a holiday. It's got to be Megillas Eicha. And Rashi quotes a pasuk in Eicha, Kirolai Moed, L'shabe Bachurai. The Gemara says that Kirolai Moed refers to Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Av, which is going to be converted to a moed, Emirat Hashem B'mehera, the Amenu, and therefore Rosh Chodesh, there's some connection between Rosh Chodesh and the Moed. So the Rav's not willing to buy into this. It's the only time in my life I ever heard the Rav say that he doesn't like Rashi. He says that what the Gemara has in mind, that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, and therefore there should be a Chiyuv Hal on Rosh Chodesh, is the Pasuk B'Yom Simchaschem U'V'Moadeichem U'V'Rashei Chodesheichem. In this Pasuk, the Torah includes Rosh Chodesh together with all the Moedim as far as the Chiyuv Shir is concerned, which means that it's essentially a day of Simcha. So therefore the Gemara thinks and raises the possibility in Erechin that Hal should be obligatory on Rosh Chodesh. It's a day of Simcha, and Simcha generates a Chiyuv Hal. The Gemara rejects this because there's no Kedush Sayom on Rosh Chodesh outside of the Mikdash and Gvulin. And that's the final word of the Gemara. And now we get to the fact that we do say Hal on Rosh Chodesh outside of the Mikdash. What's that called? Hal B'Halel, right? In the Gemara's terminology, it's called Halel B'Diluk. What's the source for Hal B'Diluk outside of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara tells us in a story in Tainus, you can learn a lot of Musa from this story, that Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he walked into a shul, it was Rosh Chodesh, and lo and behold, he hears them davening Halel. So what did he think he should do? Klap Avintish, make a macha, and tell him, you bunch of imbeciles, there's no Hal on Rosh Chodesh, what are you doing? But then, he calmed down. Why did he calm down? The Gemara says, Shma Minon, Minog Avoseichem B'Yedeihem. By the way, where do we find this concept of Minog Avoseichem B'Yedeihem? Say it out loud.
Second day,
Yantar. Yeah, Yantar Sheni Shel Golias. Now, it's very fascinating. With regard to Yantar Sheni Shel Golias, at the time of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, there was a bona fide Sfeika D'Yoma. Now that we have the calendar, we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. Yeah. Why do we observe a second day? The Gemara says, in Beitz Adavdal, Minog Avoseichem B'Yedeihem. But I don't understand. If we're only observing Yantar Sheni because of a Minog, we have a principle, Ein Mevarchem Al Minog. The Gemara says in Sukkah, we don't make a bracha on Chibut Arava because Ein Mevarchem Al Minog. And yet, on the second Seder, do you make a bracha on Matzah?
Yes.
Do you make Kiddush? You recite a bracha on Morar, etc., etc., etc.? I Ein Mevarchem Al Minog. So the Rav here has an amazing breakthrough. He says the following. That normally we understand that in order to engender Kedush Sayom in a day, in a calendar day, we need Bezdin HaGadol to determine that that day is Mekudosh, 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 right? It starts with Rosh Chodesh and then you count 15 days into Tishrei, 15 days into Nisan, you have a day that's Mekudosh. So the Rav says that there's another source, another authority, so to speak, for generating Kedush Sayom. And that's what? Minog. And if you turn to page Kuf Mem Beis, which is the main paragraph on the top of the page, the Rav says the following. He says, Doma Rosh Chodesh li Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. He says, on Yontif Sheni, we recite all the brachas on all the mitzvahs hanoagos bo. The im yishal adam eich mevarchem alav va'ein mevarchem al minog mishiveu tekef. The Rav gets very dramatic here, poetic. Immediately you should answer him, which again you could live for a couple hundred years without giving this answer, right? And you should immediately answer to him. Don't even think about it, because the minog is not generating the chiyuv halel or the chiyuv of those mitzvahs. The minog is generating what? Kedushas hayom. Once the Kedushas Hayom is engendered by the Minhag, immediately you're obligated to perform those mitzvahs. So it's not that the Minhag generates the Chiyuv of the mitzvahs. The Minhag creates the Kedushas Hayom. Once the day is endowed with the sanctity, it itself generates a Chiyuv, and now you make a bracha like you make on any Chiyuv. But the bottom line is that the Kedushas Hayom is engendered by what? By Minhag. Says the Rav, this is mind-boggling. I mean, your hair should stand on end. Who adin b'Rosh Chodesh? Min haTorah, ein bo kedushas hayom b'gvulin klalu klal, as we said many times. What generates a kedushas hayom on Rosh Chodesh outside the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is a minhag. Our minhag can extend or generate a kedushas hayom in Rosh Chodesh. This is unbelievable. We observe the day as Rosh Chodesh, and through that observance, we create through our minhag, through our custom, through our observance, a kedushas hayom. Biglal minhag adu nogim bo kodesh. And by the way, he's not referring to the minhag of women to abstain from malach on Rosh Chodesh. He's talking about the minhag of reciting musaf. He's talking about the minhag of reciting Hallel. Biglalad minhag anu nogim bo kodesh v'chala bo kedushas hayom. There's a word missing here. Kedushas hayom mipas minhag avoseinu biyadeinu. Im rak dusha zu kayemes midoraisa. So in the case of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, where does the Kedusha exist midoraisa? On the first day of Yontif. Therefore the Midah could extend that Kedusha to the second day of Yontif, Yontif Sheni. So too in the case of Rosh Chodesh, there is a Kedusha Sayom midoraisa. Where is it? In Migdash. The Midah can engender a Kedusha Sayom even outside the Migdash. So Natana, you asked me many times to give a shiur Rosh Chodesh. This was the shiur I wanted to give. So you got it. Two Mishvayit is you'll have to we'll have to do that by Skype. But in terms of Rosh Chodesh and the Kedush Sayyom of Rosh Chodesh, this is it, my friends. The entire essence of the Rav's Chidushim, his insight into the nature of Rosh Chodesh, is right here. Das Lik Da. This is where it adheres, in these words. That just like in Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, the Minhag engenders the Kedush Sayom by expanding it from day one to day two, and therefore we're chayv in the Mitzvah Yom, so too in Rosh Chodesh, where the Torah recognizes the day as sanctified, the Kedush Sayom, but only in Migdash, once there is that source for Kedush Sayom in Rosh Chodesh, we, through Minhag, can extend the Kedush Sayom beyond the walls, beyond the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, into Gvulim.
But you need that source.
I don't know.
Then how come on Yontif Sheni, you don't have the source?
No, he's saying that Yontif Sheni is the Kedusha is extended from day one. Again, how this all works, the title, I don't know. You know, it borders almost on mysticism here. But what he's saying is that time expands. You know, this has to do with the philosophy of time. Rav Meir Chversky, by the way, has an article on the halachic philosophy of time, or something along that line. I never read it, but
where is it?
I don't know. Can you find out for me? I mean, Rav Meir is very famous for that. I mean, he's famous for a lot of things, but one of the things he's famous for is to show how the Rav evolved a philosophy from halacha. And in terms of the philosophy of time, you know, the Rav has a lot of chidushim about Zman. You know, Zman was his backyard. Oh, we have to stop here for Mincha.
I think it started here.
Okay, but the bottom line here, I think we all have it now, is that Rosh Chodesh has a Kedusha Yom even outside the Migdash, based on the Minhag, and therefore we could say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Yisrael, V'Rashei Chadoshim, which we recite in Vulin outside the Migdash.